The coastal region of Kenya, which lies 450 kilometers east of the capital, Nairobi, has been in the limelight for the negative reasons stemming from terror attacks linked to the Somali-based Al-Shabaab militia group. Parts of the Kenya coast shares a border with Somalia. During the festive season, security officials have increased the number of armed policemen patrolling sensitive areas in an effort to reassure both residents and visitors to the area. Mombasa County Commissioner Nelson Marwa says security officials in the region have done their best to redeem the region's image, which was tarnished by the terror attacks carried out by Al-Shabaab that killed several people and injured hundreds.
What we need in Mombasa is security, which will attract local and international investment, which will make tourism to come back. Once tourism comes back, we shall have gotten it right. When you see cruise ships now doing the port of Mombasa, that is a sign of recovery.
However, tourism stakeholders in Kenya has attributed the relative peace conducive for a tourism boost to efforts by Kenyan Defense Forces fighting Al-Shabaab in conjunction with the African Union Mission AMISOM. Ndegwa Muridi, a managing director of the Kenyan Tourism Board, says travel advisories also had a negative impact on the industry, especially here in Mombasa.
We also must appreciate the support that we've gotten from the international governments like UK and US, which recently lifted their travel advisories against this destination all the way up to Kilifi and Malindi, facilitating travel or ease of travel, and we want to appreciate that.
This year, more than four cruise ships docked at the port of Mombasa with over 1,000 tourists aboard. Ndegwa says joint forces operating along Indian Ocean, which borders Somalia, have contained Somali pirates who pose great security risks to seafarers and ships along the route.
We used to attract cruise liners almost on a monthly basis. The numbers have really dropped down in the last couple of years, mainly as a result of the piracy incidences in the Indian Ocean waters. But with the effort of the government to ensure that Kenya is a safe destination, and also with the effort of the support of the international governments to ensure that Indian Ocean waters are safe, clearly we are seeing an improvement as far as cruise tourism is concerned.
Najib Balala, who was recently appointed by President Uhuru Kenyatta to head the tourism ministry in Kenya, said security and infrastructure will be his top priorities during his time in office.
For me, I look at tourists as one, being domestic, being national. Tourists depend on three issues. One is security, two is infrastructure, and three is a product. All visitors who come here, including myself, I will only come here when I feel I'm safe.
During a visit to Lamu County in early November for the Lamu Cultural Festival, Remy Marisho, the French ambassador to Kenya, revealed that his country was working on plans to lift its travel ban on this particular region in coastal Kenya.
The travel advice are not a political decision. That's mainly a security decision. In order for my government to decide to review it, I need to be able to brief my authorities about what has been done, to explain to my authorities how credible is the system put in place to ensure security.
Marisho said security is a responsibility of any government, but also a responsibility of each and every citizen. Reporting for Radio France International English Service from Mombasa, Kenya, I am Joseph Jira.